Without history, what's the church?
Answers with Ken Ham, a best-selling author and speaker from Australia.
I think everyone agrees that the church needs more good preaching and more holiness, but something else is missing, and that's history. And that's actually the basis for good doctrine and holy behavior. You see, the church started losing its history about 200 years ago. In the 1800s, the church began to reinterpret the Bible to include long periods of time. And some wanted to find room in the Bible for secular geology and its account of the formation of fossils, of course believed to have taken millions of years to form. But later the church began to make room for Darwin's biological history, and later the Big Bang. You see, the church virtually surrendered all the history in the book of Genesis, though it kept to the Bible's spiritual and moral teachings. And for a while, this seemed to work. But disconnecting the Bible from real history unlocked a dangerous door. Now many no longer believe anything the church says. So until the church understands its need to accept its true history, we'll continue to see an alarming slide in the church's influence in society.
In fact, many churches also aren't very good at developing a biblical worldview in their congregations. While the Bible is practical in all areas of life, from finances to family relationships, and even how science should be viewed. Find out more by getting our excellent book, War of the Worldviews. It's yours for a donation of any size. Call toll-free 888-89-ANSWERS or go to the web, answersoffer.org.